Okay, it's time for session number three. And in this session, we're going to be searching for things that may have made you fearful or afraid in the past, and then releasing them in a fun way. So I want you to have a shuffle around in a comfortable space. Get yourself nice and relaxed. And now that you're resting comfortably, I want you to begin by taking a few big, long, slow, deep breaths. Just breathing that relaxing, soothing air in and blowing out any negative energy with those out breaths. And it doesn't really matter if you're thinking distracting thoughts right now, because I just want you to breathe deeply. And I want you to feel any discomfort in your body starting to be released. And as you breathe comfortably and slowly, let's start at the tip of your toes. I want you to clench your toes. Clench them up tightly. And then stretch them out and relax them and feel any tension in those toes just being released in the moment. And you can continue by flexing your ankles, pushing your feet down, and then stretching your toes back to release any tiredness or tension in your ankles and feet now. And we can move up to the calf muscles and tighten those calf muscles and then relax them, feeling any tensions, any aches or pains just melting away. Continuing up your legs to the thighs. And once again, just tighten and tense those thigh muscles. And then relax them. Moving on to the hips. Just gently tensing and relaxing all the muscles in your hip area. And then releasing. So that by now you're starting to feel even more relaxed, comfortable and heavy. And of course you can move if you want to, but you feel so comfortable right now that you really don't feel the need to move. Unless it's to make yourself feel even more comfortable. You want to continue. Continue up the body, tensing and releasing all the muscles in your stomach. Tense and tighten those stomach muscles. And then release them and breathe out any tension. And let's move up to the upper body, the chest, tensing up your chest and your arms at the same time, and then releasing. And perhaps up to your neck, tensing the neck muscles up, and then letting go, making sure all the tension's gone, and that your neck just feels really relaxed and loose. Finally now, let's move up to the head, relaxing all the muscles in the face, the chin, around your mouth, even your tongue. And then tensing them up for a few seconds, really scrunching your face up tight, clenching your jaw, and then relaxing, releasing, letting any tension go, relaxing all the muscles around your eyes. And just breathing. As you continue to relax, I want you to use your imagination. I want you to imagine that you're standing in a garden that can symbolize your life. This is the garden of your life. And as you're standing here in the garden, I want you to have a look around. I want you to look at all the elements of nature within that garden. There may be trees, there might be flowers and grass, there might be bushes, there may be a treehouse, there might be an old base made of bits of wood that you've pieced together, there may be an underground bunker that you've made. I don't know, and it doesn't matter to me, because this is your garden. And while you're in this garden, just standing there looking around, notice the warmth of an autumn sunshine just shining down on you. Perhaps there's a soft, gentle breeze blowing from time to time. And as that breeze blows, it brings with it the smell of grass and bushes and trees and flowers. Notice any of those bushes or plants that are in that garden. Notice all the trees and how they're beginning to shed their leaves in this warm afternoon autumn breeze. Maybe you can hear some birds up in the trees, just singing their song, whistling their tunes to each other. Maybe some of the birds are preparing to migrate and are sharing this news with their friends. So I want you to experience this scene as I've described it. But I want you to feel free to enhance it with your own inclusions. I want you to imagine whatever is in your garden. And as you feel the autumn sun on your skin, and you hear the birds singing in the trees, and you feel the wind blowing past you, you're just enjoying the peacefulness of this garden. The safe feeling that you get within this garden. And if there's anything else you'd like to include in the garden, any fun stuff, climbing frames, swings, anything at all, you have the power to create it, because this is your special place. So I'll give you a few moments right now, just to make it your special garden. And then I'll begin to talk again. Now, as you look around your garden, you begin to reflect to yourself about the cycles of nature. And as you do so, you experience a strange feeling. You remember how, only just a few weeks ago, this garden was in full bloom. But now, some of the trees are almost bare. Their leaves have fallen off. They're awaiting the new growth of spring. Now, at one side of the garden, you see all of these dried up leaves scattered around on the ground. Some of the leaves are different colours, yellow, brown, greens. Some might be golden or red. Now, in this area, the leaves almost look like a thick carpet that are blanketing the ground. Whereas in other parts of the garden, it's just grass or gravel. And taking a closer look at some of these leaves, it occurs to you that these leaves could be symbolic of any of the hurts or the fears or the frustrations from within your life. These crumpled up, dried old leaves, they can represent all the negative things. Things from the past. Things from now. Anything negative. These leaves might represent uncomfortable feelings. Feelings of not being good enough. Feelings of being afraid of something or embarrassed. The leaves, they can represent any negative statements, whether you've made them by yourself, or whether others have made them and said them to you. Anything negative that's affected you at any time in life, it's all right here, being represented by those dried, crumpled old leaves. So I want you to look over there and notice, leaning up against that wall, there's a rake with a long wooden handle. There may even be a leaf blower. And I want you to take one of them, whether it's the rake or the leaf blower. And I want you to use that tool to gather together all of those dried, crumpled old leaves into a heap. Because we're going to set fire to them safely. So I want you to do that now. Choose the rake or choose the leaf blower and have a walk around your garden and rake up or blow around all of those leaves until you get them into one big pile. I'll give you a few moments. Okay, so when you're sure that pile is ready, I want you to just take a last look at some of these leaves. Now you've raked or blown all of these leaves together into a pile, and you can take a look at the leaves and notice how they represent any negative situations. Some of the leaves might even represent any fears that you may have had. Fears of the dark, or fears of dying, or fears of the unknown, or fears of things like pigeons or other animals. You may have dislike for some people in your life. Maybe the leaf can symbolize that person. All of these negatives, they're all scattered around in the form of these leaves. And you have the tools and the ability to do something about it, because you've raked them into one big pile now, ready for the fire. So when that pile is ready, I want you to have a look around, and you'll find a lighter, or a match, or if you have a good imagination, you can take that hammer of Thor's and collect some lightning from the sky and direct that lightning into the pile of leaves. So I want you to do it now. Light up that pile of leaves in the way you want to, and you can begin to enjoy the destruction of all of those negative things from your life. As those leaves alight, you can listen as they crackle, watch as the flames dance and leap up into the air. And you can actually feel all of those negative things from the past leaving you safely. That's right, they're being totally and completely burned out of your life right now. And as you watch each and every one of those leaves burn, each and every one of those negative things leaving your life, you can enjoy this wonderful feeling of freedom, a feeling of just getting rid of all those negative things that have been holding you back. All those negatives from the past and the present just going up in flames and smoke. And you can see the smoke just twisting higher and higher until it disperses and disappears into thin air and leaves your life forever. And as the flames die down, the leaves have all burned away, and suddenly the smoke disappears. It's gone. Gone from your life. You're free from those past negative situations. All those self-defeating beliefs. All of those things that used to hold you back in life. They're gone now. Now you are free to progress, to advance, to move forward, to become bigger, braver, and stronger, and achieve those goals that you can set for yourself now. Because you're free, and it's a great feeling to be free. Feeling so much more confident, more self-assured, and more comfortable within yourself, because those negatives from the past, they've gone. And now you can begin to live again, to make a fresh start, a a positive new beginning, a brave journey into a new adventure. And you can continue to live this fulfilling life, doing those things that you have to do every day, but now having the confidence to do whatever it is you really want to do. Notice how the sky has cleared of any smoke. As you accept yourself as the amazing person you are, you begin to find that you now feel a little different about yourself. More calm, deep down inside, a bit more relaxed, and so much more confident, so much more adventurous. Now this cycle of life goes on. Autumn and winter have passed in the blink of an eye. And now I want you to imagine it's a warm spring sunshiny day here in your garden. You've swept away all of those negative things. So now we have to replenish what we've taken away. So I want you to imagine yourself now with a handful of special seeds. Seeds that can represent new beliefs or new attributes that you want for yourself. New behaviours, new feelings. And there's an area in this garden where these seeds need to be planted in order for this new healthy growth to take place. There's a patch where the soil is already ready to take those seeds. So I want you to carefully plant those seeds in your garden. Pick them out of your hand very gently. Make a hole, pop the seed in, cover it over. Sprinkle each seed with soft fine earth, pat it down. Maybe give it a shower with a watering can or a hose pipe. Just get some clear fresh water to feed those seeds. And then you can just leave the rest to nature. And as time slowly goes by, those seeds will begin to grow stronger and stronger. And while they're growing underneath the earth, you don't always see them until the shoots begin to pop out of the soil. But you just know, deep down inside, you know that these little seeds are doing exactly what they need to do. They're growing beneath the surface, getting stronger and bigger. You'll know because your feelings will now tell you so. And you can listen carefully to those confident feelings. You can experience this calm inner acceptance of who you are. And when you're ready, I'm simply going to count the numbers from 1 to 5. And with each and every number, you can find yourself slowly returning to fully awakened consciousness. The count of 5, you can then open your eyes and be wide awake, refreshed, alert, and ready to allow these suggestions to work for you. And even as you begin rousing yourself from this relaxed state and becoming aware of the external world, you know that deep down inside, those seeds are already beginning to grow. And changes are occurring deep within you because you can feel it. And that's a good feeling. So you can count the numbers after me in your mind, and when you're ready, you can open those eyes, give it a smile, have a good stretch, and allow these suggestions to take effect. So let's begin with 1, 2, 3, coming back slowly, 4, and 5, wide awake, fully alert, refreshed, and ready to enjoy the rest of life. Welcome back.